detainees have recently smuggled out warnings that hundreds are being sent to an execution site, Said Naya prison, and newly released prisoners report that killings there are accelerating. Kidnappings and killings by the Islamic State captured more attention in the West, but the Syrian prison system has vacuumed up many more times the number of people detained by ISIS in Syria. Government detention accounts for around 90% of the disappearances tallied by the Syrian network. The Syrian government has denied existence of the systematic abuse. However, newly discovered government memos show that Syrian officials who report directly to Mr. al-Assad ordered mass detentions and knew of atrocities. War crimes investigators with the nonprofit Commission for International Justice and Accountability have found government memos ordering crackdowns and discussing deaths in detention. The memos were signed by top security officials, including members of the Central Crisis Management Committee, which reports directly to Mr. al-Assad. A military intelligence memo acknowledges death from torture in filthy conditions. Other memos report deaths of detainees, some later identified among photos of thousands of prisoner corpses smuggled out by a military police defector. Two memos authorize harsh treatment of specific detainees. A memo from the head of military intelligence, Rafiq Shahadeh, suggests that officials feared future prosecution. It orders officers to report all deaths to him and take steps to ensure judicial immunity for security officials. In an interview in his office in an Ottoman palace in Damascus in 2016, Mr. al-Assad cast doubt on the truthfulness of survivors and the families of the missing. Asked about specific cases, he said, "Are you talking allegations or concrete?" and suggested that the relatives had lied when they said they saw security officers haul away loved ones. Any abuses, he said, were isolated mistakes, unavoidable in a war. "It happened here, all over the world, anywhere," he has said. "But it's not a policy." Over 7 years, the New York Times has interviewed dozens of survivors and relatives of dead and missing detainees, reviewed government documents detailing prison deaths and crackdowns on dissent, and examined hundreds of pages of witness testimony in human rights reports and court filings. The survivors' accounts reported here align with accounts from other prisoners held in the same jails and are supported by the government memos and by photos smuggled out of Syrian prisons. The prison system was integral to Mr. al-Assad's war effort, crushing the civil protest movement and driving the opposition into armed conflict it could not win.